You know those contraptions where a hammer hits a ball, which drops into a bucket and then cracks an egg? Well, this story is set inside Sitka's very own Rube Goldberg machine. And it all begins with a dead deer.
There's a lot of steps between somebody pitching some animal remains overboard or leaving them on the beach and planes crashing.
Heather Boucher works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture as a wildlife specialist. Her job is to clear the runway of wildlife that could interfere with air traffic. Mostly, it's creatures of the sky, eagles, seagulls, and ducks. But lately, Boucher's biggest nemesis is deer.
Sitka Radio, Wildlife 2.
Carcasses, to be precise, that have been washing up on the runway ever since the subsistence hunting season opened on November 1st.
Wildlife 2, we'll show you on.
Wildlife 2, thanks.
In her truck, Boucher speeds down the runway, which is fully exposed. It's like a tarmac popsicle sticking out into the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Because of its design, carcasses tend to wash up on or near the runway every week. It's like Las Vegas when the buffet is called, except for birds.
Some of these coves really act as a catch-all. You'll see all sorts of debris. I mean, look at the way the waves are crashing and the water's pushing things in.
Boucher slows down as we near a windsock. She sees something.
I'm going to step out of the vehicle for a moment. I've got a deer carcass down here on the rocks that I've got to remove.
She scrambles down some rocks. Someone's sneaker is floating in there.
Yep, all kinds of debris.
It's debris soup, really. But with her keen eyes, Boucher spies a white tuft of hair.
See a little bit right there?
It's a deer head.
Oh my god, yes!
She picks up a branch that's washed up nearby and proceeds to poke the deer head with the end. She's gonna spear the deer head and fetch it out of the water. All this effort just to make sure some eagles don't come by. She nabs it. Wow. And climbs up the rock wall triumphant, her blue gloved hand holding that deer head up high.
Oh, it smells.
Yep.
It smells like death.
Yep.
Boucher chucks it into the back of her truck. One section is smeared with blood and animal parts, so she has to wash it pretty often, and drives off the runway. Now, think about it. All of this collection work for one deer head that could theoretically attract a bird that could theoretically collide with a plane. Is it worth all the fuss? Boucher said that on a runway as exposed and wild as Sitka's, it's essential.
Chances are it's going to severely damage the turbine to the point of completely destroying that engine.
In 2010, an eagle flew straight into the engine of a Boeing 737 that was roaring down Sitka's runway. No one was hurt. Commercial planes have two engines. But at other airports across the country, wildlife strikes have downed planes and killed passengers before. In 2009, pilots had to make an emergency landing on the Hudson River in New York City after birds knocked out both engines. Public pressure from that event motivated the Federal Aviation Authority to release data that year, which reported 60,000 bird strikes since 2000. Basically, it can happen to any plane with any bird. All it takes is some bad timing. And Boucher said the USDA doesn't want to take that risk.
Because we're not going to have a miracle on the Hudson in Sitka.
Why not?
Well, I mean, look at it. There's too many rocks, at the very least. And how many times are you on a plane where you know the other people on the plane? Always. There's always people you know on that plane. And the way the flight runs from Seattle to Anchorage, if there was something horrible that happened because of a bird strike, there'd be no way that this whole community wasn't impacted, much less, you know, all of Southeast Alaska. And I think it'd be a real shame for that to be because of some deer carcasses or fish carcasses or something that could have been, you know, preventable.
Phil Mooney, the area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, urges those hunting to be more conscious of this very real connection between sea and sky. And that means not dumping your carcass on the side of the road.
Don't put it on the roadside. Don't throw it in the water, particularly. If you can put it in your garbage can, that's great.
And if pickup isn't for a while, or the carcass is getting stinky, Mooney recommends taking it to the Jarvis Street Transfer Station or the Alaska Raptor Center. Fortress of the Bear says it's not accepting carcasses at this time, but will begin again in the spring. Mooney sympathizes with those Sitkins who want to return the wildlife carcasses back to nature, but stresses that that kind of thinking is too risky in a city of 9,000 people with over half a dozen daily flights.
okay, this one deer carcass isn't going to hurt anything, or these two deer carcasses, but take that times how many hunters we've got out there and a good deer year like there, and it gets to be a problem.
So they're going to take off.
Back on the runway, Boucher has just enough time to scatter a group of ducks. These are living ducks. So she uses pyrotechnics shot out of a gun. This one is blue with sparkles coming out the back. It's called a silver comet. Boucher clearly loves her job.
This is all clear. This is all nice and clear now.
Boucher's eyes travel upward as the noon plane takes off into the sky. And she says that if she could have one superpower, it would be to talk to animals and tell them not to hang out on the runway, as beautiful as it may be. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.